099, Melanie Messina seeks a variance from the maximum fence height within the front yard setback requirement for a proposed structure, section 115-25 and 115-185 of the Sussex County zoning code. The property is located on the south side of Wolf Neck Road. The 911 address is 35808 Wolf Neck Road in Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 334, map 7, parcel 16. We have one letter of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return. The applicant is seeking a 3.5-foot variance from the 3.5-foot maximum allowable height for a fence.
Is the applicant present? If you would please come forward.
Good evening, can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Melanie Messina, 35808 Wolf Neck Road, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, 19971.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. And board members, as Mr. Levenguth and Mr. Williamson, I think you may have been here that meeting. We had a hearing back in spring for a special use exception for a dog kennel on this property that was approved by the board. So I just want to let you know that there's a reminder that's the same property that we had at that hearing.
Present your case.
Yeah, so we are looking to put up some privacy fencing that also acts as security and noise abatement for the dog kennel, as you can see right there. So it'll be out front, and I'm here because we need a variance for it because it needs to be forward of the 40-foot setback due to where we need to place the kennel. Oh, yeah, excuse me, sorry, we're looking for, I think we put 7-foot in the application, but we talked about it, and we're looking for a 6-foot height variance from the 3.5-foot that we're allowed to.
So a 6-foot tall fence, not a 9.5-foot tall fence?
No, 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 so we're just looking for a 6-foot fence.
All right, so that'd be a 2.5-foot variance.
Yes, sorry, excuse me. So basically, we don't want dogs jumping over. As of right now, if we didn't come here, it would only be 3.5-foot high, and, I mean, a bunny could probably hop over that, so.
Well, you were here in the spring.
Yes.
Is this something to do with maybe a suggestion from a neighbor, or is, I know you say that the dog can jump over that fence.
Yeah.
But is this more, you said, I think it was mentioned in the beginning, noise mitigation as well?
Yeah, yes. So also, when we spoke in May, something that I wanted was extra security for the dogs. So they would be double fenced because they have the outdoor runs, and then this would also provide extra security if they were to, however, get out of their runs. But I don't see that happening either, but it's just extra security. Like I said, privacy, we have a lot of people walking up and down the road because the trail is at the end of our road for the, oh goodness, what's the state park? The rail-to-trail. So you can see right there, there's just people walking and riding bikes all day long, all the way down to the end of the road.
So, Mr. Sharp, if this was 3.5-foot fence, we wouldn't be here, is that correct to say?
That's correct. It's because in the front yard setback area, 40 feet, fence can only be 3.5 feet tall. Anywhere else, it could be 7 feet tall.
Is the fence already 7 feet around the sides and the back?
So currently, we have not even started building our kennel yet. We have no fencing as of right now.
But it will be 7 feet? I mean, you're planning to do a 7-foot fence in the back and the side?
So no, we are actually only planning, can you pull up the one picture? So it would just be on the two sides and on the front. So the long side that you're seeing is the closest to the road. Does that make sense?
And for the record, you said 6-foot or 7-foot?
Six.
6-foot?
Yeah.
This doesn't actually enclose, the dog enclosure is its own thing, and this is.
Correct. Yes.
And And the fence that you're looking to put up, I'm assuming if it's for noise abatement to any regard, it's going to be PVC?
Yes.
Solid panel?
Yes. Privacy. So we weren't going to go the wood route. We thought we were going to go with PVC.
Mr. Sharp?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Is there any unique topography to the property? Is it lower than the road, for example?
It is not lower than the road.
How far is the front property line from the edge of paving of Wolf Neck Road? Do you know?
10 feet? I don't know if you need him to swear.
So the edge of paving of Wolf Neck Road would be 10 feet from your property line? And then how far from your property line will the fence be?
What we are proposing is as close to the road as we can get, just so we have some extra room for like a play yard, for the dogs to, you know, stretch their legs, for instance. Yeah, like as close as we can get.
So if that road was ever widened or a shoulder put in or anything like that, your fence is going to be right on the edge of paving of that road.
Do we have a picture of the property?
I see a head nod, so if you wish to testify, we can be sworn in.
These are just some pictures of the neighbors.
My name is Mark Thompson. I'm 358-780 Wolf Neck Road, Rehoboth Beach.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir, I do.
Thank you. And I think you were testifying about...
Yeah, you had... what was the picture you just had up there? County Road, there's a ditch here along the road. So it's back, I mean, this survey marker and the road is about 10 feet, and that's ditch. And you see there's actually a spacing in there. I'm not exactly sure what it is, a foot and a half or 2 foot, something. The fencing people told us that it's suggested. One thing I would mention, you asked why to go higher than, was it 3.5?
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know that you needed a variance to go higher than 3.5 in the front. That's why we're here.
I noticed there's other structures on the lot, and I ask that because this is a different type of application than what you had back in the spring. I presume those other structures are all existing now. They haven't been there. So the other question I have is, I presume you've got a well and septic on this property?
We're on a well.
Is there another place where you could have put the dog run area on the property that would necessitate it being farther away from the road?
No.
Why is that?
This is the building, so we can't really go. This is an existing barn. This metal building, so we can't really go in that way, and really all you can do is this way. Well, I mean, we can't get further from the road. Even if we like butted up against that building, we still need a variance. Not enough space there.
And you had mentioned that there's a lot of pedestrians in this area, which is, is that abnormal for the area?
Because of the, like I said, the end of the road is a parking lot for the railroad trail. So it's also a dead end. The sewer plant's at the end of the road, so there's just a lot of people walking and riding their bikes.
This is facility.
Mm-hmm.
It's also the Cape and Open State Park surrounds us. Walkers and bikers go to the end of the road. There's a parking lot at the end of the road for the trails. So there's a fair amount of walking and riding traffic. Quite a bit of heavy truck traffic for the sewer. I had.
So the amount of walkers and bikers that you would have as compared to, because this is a pretty rural area, as I understand it from prior applications, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've got farmland and whatnot around it.
Yeah.
But being that rural, would you say that you have an abnormal amount of walkers and pedestrians for a rural area?
Absolutely.
And that given your planned use for this as a dog kennel, that having a fence would be in the best interest of not only the dogs that are on your property, but the pedestrians and bikers?
Yes, 100%.
Mm-hmm. It protects not only the dogs, but the pedestrians, because dogs.
All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Did have some pictures submitted. There's a couple of houses down the road from us on the same, have already,
yep,
like, oh, 7 foot. There's one right there.
It's just, it's the same road, but it's their backyard instead of their front yard.
But this is Wolf Neck Road there. That's our neighbor. But it's not out of character in the neighborhood.
Further questions from the board?
Have any of your neighbors, have you explained to your neighbors what you were looking to do and got any feedback from them?
Oh yeah, they stop all the time. And they're very excited for the dog kennel itself. And nobody's said anything negative about the fence posting, so.
We have several people that are dog walkers and they're excited to have a place.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You would please have a seat in the front. Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 13099? We do have one.
I'm a next door neighbor, and I did send a letter.
Okay.
I think it should be record.
Thank you. Would you like to say anything else, or just that?
No, I think it'll be an enhancement.
Thank you. We have one in favor. Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 13099? Okay. There are no other further questions from the board. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 13099 for Ms. Melanie Messina for the requested variance pending a final written decision based upon the record made during this public hearing and for the following reasons. The property unique condition is the fact that the setback needs 6 foot. It would be three and a half foot for any other purposes, but because of the dog kennel, the 6 foot is a necessity. And for the exceptional practical difficulty is due for these such conditions. Due to such physical circumstances or conditions, there is no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with Sussex County Zoning Code, and the variance is therefore necessary to enable the reasonable use of this property. For our previous to have it into a dog kennel. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use of the development or adjacent properties, nor be detrimental to the public welfare. Actually, I believe it will enhance the neighborhood and be better for the dogs and the community walking up and down the street. The variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief and represents the least modifications of the regulation at this issue.
A second. A motion.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
Dr. Hitchens?
Aye, for my reasons.
Mr. Levengoth?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, too, for those reasons. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 13099 has been approved. Next case.